5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
On a pain-free Friday, the bad seed, the broken egg, the bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad letters, bad taste, bad life, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Perella Palatia, right across the river through the woods from where Granny's about to go to bed. But before she does, she likes to hit that dank half gooey in New York City. The Big Apple. People, Justin Plastic Bags, Ready Travis, and kind of fashion, shake it up, should do be all my friend that come around. Fat to party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, this ties and tatter, my brain splattered all over Manhattan, should be shaking it. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell with Mafia. Hey, Mafia, did you ever try the dank half gooey?
Probably at some point, you know, I've tried just about everything, so I'm sure I've hit that strain once or twice.
He's on that dank half gooey sand. All right, so could anything be worse in the world than preseason football, even though I'm watching both games simultaneously? And I'm really excited about it because it's so horrible. And the players are so awful before they get cut and are working back at Walmart again. Nothing against working at Walmart. Obviously a good job with good benefits. But I can't just bear to watch these teams. I don't even know what I'm watching. It's like high school football. And I think high school football might be better, actually. But I know that the only reason to have any interest in this at all is for gambling purposes. And we all have massive gambling problems, particularly Mafia and I. So right now, Washington has the pill. At the 43-yard line of the Bengals, the Bungles lead the game 10-6. They were getting 5.5 from Washington. And, you know, I'm hearing that they're winding down their nickname search, Mafia, that they've got it down to like two or three of them. I think they're in the final stages, like the finalists are in-house. They know the three, I think. Maybe, you know, there's, you know, could be a couple more, but it's down to a few, right? And they, I think, are very close to picking the new nickname for the team. And I know you're very excited about that.
The other day when I was watching the Ron Rivera press conference for something else, I saw him, you know, talking about that, and I think he kind of slipped, saying that, you know, he's been involved and then they've asked him about it. And then when the reporters kind of you know, press him on which ones were involved, which ones were there. He refused to answer questions and acted like he didn't say that.
So, but I wonder, I mean, are they going to, it sounds like they're going to do it soon. Not that I care. I actually think that the Washington Football Club, isn't that what they call themselves? The Washington Football Team, or is it the Washington Football Club? There you go. The Washington Football Team has actually, I think, been pretty effective as a interim name. You know what I mean? I don't even know why they're coming up with a new name. I really don't like it. Didn't the Indians come up with a new name too? What are they going to be called? The Guardians. That sounds like a bad movie, doesn't it? Like, the Cleveland Guardians. I mean, do you think they'll get a deal with right guard? I mean, just for, you know, the players and everything? The Guardians. We welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, MyEater 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. It's Pharrell on a bench on a pain-free Friday. Mavia's running it. So I actually took the Bungles and 5.5 in this game tonight, Mavia, as you know, today on Coast to Coast. I have no idea why. It was strictly I pulled the shortest straw when I decided what to do in these preseason games. I also bet the other game, which I'm actually winning right now at some level, Kansas City -3, and they are up, I believe, now 17-0. I think that's what the score is. I just saw them score a touchdown a minute ago, and I think they went up 17. It is 17-0 with 7 minutes left in the third. The Chiefs are kicking the Cardinals' ass. I saw the guy for the Cardinals, Turner, one of their defensive players, whoever he is. Turner is the guy's name for Arizona. Just have a massive cheap shot out of bounds, and there was no flag. In what game, in what world are we living in where if a guy is out of bounds, 7 yards out of bounds, and he takes a cheap shot and gets leveled 7 to 10 yards out of bounds, that they don't call a 15-yard personal foul? Name one NFL game that they don't call that. Of course, they don't call it in a preseason game because the refs in the preseason game suck too. It's Pharrell on a bench.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever gotten rabies from trying to get a fresh rabbit's foot, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. So there was a fight today at the, I mean, it's every day in training camps, especially these dual practices with teams. So the Giants and Browns had a brawl. Browns cornerback Troy Hill was throwing haymakers at the Giants wide receiver Sterling Shepard. It got crazy for a minute, and then they broke it up. You know, it is truly unbelievable to me that, I mean, I'm not surprised that every time they have teams hook up for practices now in the NFL, which is every week, it seems like every day they have these dual practices and fights break out. It's just automatic. And there's guys, you know, throwing down and everything else. Now, I know Bruce Arians denied he saw anything at all. He said, you know, Brown was, AB was swinging at flies and trying to swat flies and cracking a joke about it. But the reality is that he was in a fight, and every single team, the Raiders getting in fights, this week. I mean, that was with the Rams, and they got in a brawl. And it's just every time they have one of these practices, fights break out and they have to end the practice and end the whole thing, right? And what's amazing to me is, frankly, I mean, I still can't get over that they have the practices, let alone they can't get through one of them without a fight breaking out. And then guys get injured. I mean, it is unbelievable to me. Now, I hear all these guys talking about, yeah, we're hitting hard. We're getting in good work. Everybody's sticking each other. We're very physical and everything else. And all I know is that star players drop like flies every preseason. Like, no one's business. And, I mean, the guy from the Jets lost in the other day, tears his Achilles. He's done. Done for the year. See him next year, 12 to 15 months. Bye. I mean, it is so unbelievable to me. I suggested the other day on Coast to Coast that they just do shorts. I don't see the purpose. Now, I could see, you know, pads, upper body pads, whatever, but I think they should just be in shorts. I don't think, you know, frankly, what does the, like, I know they all think that the full contact is necessary, and I just don't agree with it. I mean, what's the point? If every time you have a practice or a duel with another team and guys are getting injured with season-ending injuries, you can't tell me it's not a problem. You can't tell me that it's not working. I mean, they have full contact practices every day in preseason and in training camp. And I get it. That's what they do for a living. But look at the end game. Look at the result. The result is you can't even get to opening day without losing a bunch of players to injury. What's the point? So I hear Ben Roethlisberger crying about getting reps. He wants reps against the Lions tomorrow night in Pittsburgh at Heinz Field. And I'm like, I get it. You want reps. I get it. He wants to throw the ball and get his timing down and everything else. I still believe he can do that at practice. I still believe he can do that in scrimmages without hitting. I still believe that guys running routes and him hitting them can be done every single day. I don't think it has to be done in a preseason game where he could drop back and get hit and get injured and season over. I mean, I stand by, don't let him play ever. I'm not letting, if I'm the coach, which I'm not, obviously I get it. Okay, thanks, tough guy. I'm just saying, what is the point of playing your star players when they get injured? What is the point in a game that doesn't count? What is the point in these crappy, stupid 35-0 Patriots over the Eagles? Don't even tell me that's not a terrible game. Don't even tell me that wasn't a waste of time. Now, I know they want to see who is good and who isn't and cut players. That's fine. Have at it. But I wouldn't play any of my star players. I wouldn't play any starters, is what I consider star players. Any starter on either side of the ball, I'm just not playing them. I serve absolutely no reason or purpose by thinking that way, that I'm going to play all these guys that play on my team on a regular basis. And I know how they do it. I know how. I've been going to these things for years. I used to go to the Steelers camp every year at St. Vincent's and watch them kill each other. And then they play, you know, they used to have four games right now. This year it's three, and the Steelers are playing four and the Cowboys too. But everybody else is playing three. It used to be you play four and you ramp it up in the third and fourth game. The starters play more by the fourth game or whatever. They play, or the third game, they play a whole half, and then the fourth game, they don't play, or whatever the hell it is. You know what I'm talking about. So here's the deal. Why do it? I still don't let my guys play at all. I don't care, because when I'm paying a guy, just roll over millions of dollars, I already know who my starters are. I already know who my best players are. I already know who the backups are. I already know the game plan. I already know who we're playing, when we're playing. I already know what these guys can do. New guys, I got film on him at his other gig, on his last team. That's why we went and got him. So I already know what everybody does. What the hell do I need to see him do it again and get injured for? I don't. I'm not playing your ass. I'm not playing Aaron Rodgers. I'm not playing any studs. Forget it. I'm, like I said, I'm not playing one starter. So I don't care if he's a guard, a center. I don't care if he's a defensive tackle. I don't care if the guy's a safety. I don't care if he's the kicker. I'm just not playing him. What's the point? So I can go out and lose him? And then who's the sucker? Who looks like an idiot? I mean, first of all, when is the last time you saw them play one of these games where after the game they didn't say, well, it doesn't even matter. This game doesn't count. This game's meaningless. They all say it every time they play. Every time they play a preseason game, you hear players after the game saying, I mean, it doesn't even count. It doesn't matter. Who cares? Kyler Murray says the whole thing's a joke. Because it is a joke. Every year we go through this. Every year I say the same thing. Every year it is, I don't care what any of you think. It's the biggest waste of time ever. You know what I like about college football? They just get right to it. I mean, they just get right to it. I don't like preseason NHL, preseason NBA. I mean, the baseball, the month of spring training, the only thing spring training is good for is beer and a suntan. Okay? There is no reason to watch spring training baseball. It's worse than preseason football. Preseason NFL football is terrible. It is terrible. It is not even a product. It is not even good. It's not worth watching. You can have it. Although I am enjoying both of these crappy games tonight on the bench. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that. I don't condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
With Mafia. So Mafia, your Jets have Zach Wilson, right? Now, one would say, well, he's got to get reps. He's got to run the offense. He's got to, you know, get in there and learn. And it just is, it's imperative. It absolutely is a must that he gets in there and does it. And you know what I say? Well, if you like living dangerously, then put him in there and throw him to the wolves, and then pray to God, nothing happens. And then where I come from, on this side of the river, he needs to be ready for week one, and he needs to not be injured. And we already know he's starting, and we already know he's playing the whole season. We already know that he's the guy. And proof in the pudding, they got rid of Sam Darnold for him. I mean, they have literally nothing else. They are, it's Zach or bust. So I will never agree with anyone that sits there and tries to sell me that he needs to be playing in preseason games all night, every night for 3 weeks. I think it's a dangerous way to make a living, boy. Don't tell me it's not dangerous. Don't even start with me if you say, oh, he's got to play preseason games. For what reason? We already know he's playing week one.
Right, and especially because as a rookie too, you know, we could talk about, oh, he doesn't know the speed of the NFL. He doesn't know how these guys are going to play. Nobody else doesn't know how to take a hit from an NFL linebacker or a D lineman. he played against these kids in college, but they were kids. These are men, grown men. You know, probably outweigh those guys by 30 to 50 pounds. Half of these guys are that much faster. So, yeah, that's going to be a dangerous thing, too. He doesn't know how to take those hits, and if you're going to do it in a regular game, it could cost you. Look at how quickly Burrow got hurt last year because they didn't block for him. So, at least with the young guys, you have a little bit more of a cushion where you can say, okay, you don't want him to get hurt, but if he does, you know, you come back with him next year, you have more time with him. A guy like Big Ben, like you said, what's he going to learn? I don't care if it's a new offensive system or not. If this guy gets hurt, he's done for his career probably. This is, you know, the last go-around. So are you going to risk this season and, you know, you're rebuilding, trying to figure out who's after him? You don't know what these guys are going to do. You can't risk that guy like that. You can't risk Aaron Rodgers. You can't risk Tom Brady. Even guys in the middle of their career that know the system, it's just not worth it.
So what happened to your team? I mean, you guys have already lost two starters. I mean,
yeah.
You know, Lawson tearing his Achilles. They just got him. They went out and got him. He's done.
Right, that was their big offseason signing. That was the guy that was supposed to be the anchor for that pass rush. He was supposed to be the one that got in the backfield and made things open up for everybody else.
Right.
And now he's gone, and now you're back to where you were last year, which is, well, who's going to get to the quarterback? Because none of these guys did before.
Well, doesn't that just make you mad as hell that he tore his Achilles in preseason, in training camp?
It absolutely does, because it's not even, you know, if this happens and it's training camp, you're against your own guys, it sucks. You know, if it's a preseason game, okay, it stinks. That's the nature of the beast, though. You need these things. Okay, I get that. These joint practices that they keep having, acting about how great they are because you get that extra work against those other guys. Well, yeah, you're getting work against guys that want to kill you. Sure, there's guys on your team that are busting their ass trying to, you know, make the job, but you're not usually putting your ones against those guys because you don't want them to take that abuse. But now you're putting your ones against their ones. Because even if your ones are against these other guys trying to fight for a job on your team, they're not the same level. Now you put your ones against their ones for extra practice time, extra, you know, game time, essentially. You got rid of a game, but you keep adding these extra practices where you're going full bore. And that's when these guys get hurt, because it's ones on ones and they're not up to snuff. They're not at the, you know, the peak physical form that they need to be. And then guys get hurt left and right.
So one of the things that you mentioned, like they get guys are trying to get jobs. Guys are trying to make the team. And what they're doing in these games is just paring it down. All they're doing is cutting guys. And Washington just scored to go up on Cincinnati. So it was 10-9, and now they're in the end zone. So anyway, all they're doing is watching players that they're going to cut. That's it. They're watching players that are going to be cut, that are not going to make the team. They're paring it down. That's all they're doing. So these games are for, allegedly, the league to make money and these teams to make money selling tickets. So I have Steelers season tickets, as you know. I hate to bore you. I always mention it because I'm in the real reality of what it's like to watch this business entity in its full glory, right? So they're like telling me, you know, we'll see you Saturday night. We're looking forward to seeing you, and here's your mobile tickets and blah, blah, blah. If you want to sell them, you can do that online. If you with the app, if you want them, you can transfer them to somebody else, or we'll see you at the game. And we're so excited to have you back at Heinz Field, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I couldn't even, like, give them away. You know why? Because no one in their right mind wants to go watch a preseason football game unless it's, like, some little kid. Let's face facts. Little kids will go to any NFL game when daddy says, you want to go to the football game tonight? And the kid's like, you know, hell yeah, let's go. Rock and roll. That's an exciting thing for a kid. And I don't bemoan any kid that wants to go. I want him to go. I want dad to take the kid to the game. That's great. But try to get some real fan to go, or, you know, your buddy or a friend or a colleague or someone you work with or your neighbor. Like, hey, you want the I called like three people. Hey, you want my Steeler tickets tomorrow night on the house? And they're like, yeah, thanks, bro. I'm good. Every one of them turned me down. I couldn't even give them away. I was like trying to give them away, trying to be a nice guy. No one will go because the preseason sucks.
And not only that,
it does.
You give them on the house, but the team doesn't give them on the house because, yeah, you go there and, oh, preseason.
That's right.
You still got to pay, you know, $20 to $50 to park, depending on where you're going. You still got to pay the same prices for concessions. No preseason prices for concession or for any of that stuff. You still got to pay full price for all that. So even if you're the free ticket, it's still costing you $200-$300.
Who goes to a game and parks for $20? Where do you park for $20? 3 miles from the stadium? Like, anywhere near the stadium now is $40 or $50. Everywhere. I know it is in New York. I mean, they should pay you to go watch the Giants and Jets. I should get $50 at the gate just for going. They should pay me to go to see those two crappy teams. I mean, for the last 20 years, it's been that way, hasn't it? I know it hasn't been that long for the Giants when they won the Super Bowls against Tom Brady, which is still, to me, like the greatest miracle ever. I still can't believe Eli Manning beat him twice in Super Bowls. That's just crazy. You got to admit, Mafia, that's crazy. He beats everyone else. He's won 7 Super Bowls, and he loses 2 to Eli Manning. I mean, honestly.
And 1 to Nick Foles.
And to Nick Foles. Oh, God. Oh, God. I think the big one's coming on. Oh, God. Nick Foles. Do you think, is there anyone, like, he had the greatest day of his life, and then he got that big fat deal in Jacksonville, remember? And then he ended up in Chicago or whatever. And what has he done since that Super Bowl? I mean, literally besides, you know, nothing. What has he done? What did he do in Jacksonville? Nothing. What did he do in Chicago? Nothing. At all, right? He had one great day. That's it, right? I mean, let's face facts. But it is what it is. Anyway, I can't even imagine. Oh, God. Nick Foles. You had to mention it. That threw me off. I don't even know if I can continue now. I don't even know if I can do the rest of the show. Nick Foles. Jesus. And it's so funny. They still talk about him. How buried is he on the sideline?
He's a great member of the Chicago Bears quarterback room, Scott. He's just a great player, great person. So good to have him around to teach Justin Fields.
What about your boy? How cheesy was Nagy today talking about Mitchell Trubisky being such a good man and like that they're good friends? Like, how pathetic was that? Like, they couldn't get rid of him fast enough. I mean, are you kidding me? That Pace and Nagy, what a couple of phonies they are, trying to act like they're friends with Mitchell Trubisky. I bet Mitchell Trubisky has nightmares about those two lying to him for the last several years. And you know what? We talked about it today. Don't blame Mitchell Trubisky for that loss to the Saints when he threw the perfect dime on the flea flicker in the end zone and Miller dropped it. Don't blame him. He's not the reason they lost those games. That crappy defense is.
When the guy came out, 2 weeks ago? And he said, oh, it's good to be in a place where people actually care about me. He flat out said he hates that Chicago hated him. And I'm like, you know what? We love him. We respect him so much. We wish great things for him. He's like, those people hated me. They didn't care about me.
Did you see the guy Cohen today begging fans not to boo him tomorrow? Like, are you kidding? He's going to get booed as sure as the sun comes up. I mean, Mitchell Trubisky, the Bears fans, I mean, they want to kill themselves. I mean, come on. They want nothing to do with him. Tomorrow night, they're just going to that game just to abuse him. We got a lot going on tonight. Later, we're going to talk college football. Brian Fisher's going to talk to us. How much time left, Mafia? I have no clue what you're saying to me. There you go. All right, so anyway, we're going to do that in the second hour. We'll talk college football. And that's what I like about college football. They just play the games. None of this preseason BS.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever looked through a bag of grass clippings looking for a four-leaf clover, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
I'm like talking to myself in here. I'm like, you left the room. I'm sitting there talking to you for 5 minutes. I talked to you the entire time about something we're doing, and you weren't even there. I'm like, hello? I'm like, is anybody there? He's not. He wasn't even there. I don't even know, dude. Like, I gotta. I'm gonna start drinking again. I'm sitting there talking to myself. I mean, I'm confused. I really am. Anyway, 17-10 Washington over Cincinnati with 8.5 minutes to go in that football game. And I got to look at the other game. I mean, the last time I looked at it, it was 17-3. Now it's 17-10. Now all of a sudden, here come the Cardinals right down 17-0. Now all of a sudden, they're, you know, that boy, does that remind you of a Sunday afternoon, right? Down 17-0 against the Chiefs. And then suddenly Mahomes and everybody leaves the game. And now it's 17-10 with 5.5 minutes to go. And let me guess. I don't even have to guess. I'll bet they got the ball, too. Watch, they got the ball in Kansas City territory. Kansas City's got the ball at around the 46, their own 46, trying to, and it's first down. But suddenly Arizona's making plays. Now, I see the guy, the corner makes the tackle after the catch, and he stands over the receiver, staring him down. Now, is that not the exact same taunting rule that they're enforcing in the preseason on every play, that if a guy stands over a guy and crosses his arms or puts his hands on his hips and humiliates the guy, that it's taunting? That's it, right? Of course, I've seen a cheap shot in this game, and I've seen a taunting and no call on either one of them. Absolutely no call. So now the Chiefs run for a first down, 15 yards, and I'm surprised they didn't throw a flag on that one. So they run a good play, and then you get the flag, but they don't throw a flag when a guy takes a cheap shot out of bounds, 10 yards out of bounds, and you don't get the taunting when a guy stands over. He might as well have pulled his pants down and gone to the bathroom on him. Which would have been very graphic when you think about it. Kansas City. Can you imagine if they were playing this game and Mahomes was in this game and it was 17-0? The game would have been over. The game would have been over. They would have won 34-7. You bring in all these hacks, and this is what happens. A crappy team comes back in a preseason game. It really is unbelievable. 17-0, now 17-10. Now there's 3.5 minutes left. They got to stick this down their throat, win this game, and get the hell out of Dodge. They're playing in Arizona. By the way, how about that scene in Arizona? The hockey team. Can you imagine the Coyotes that they... Glendale's like, get out. We don't want you. We don't want you in our building. Get out. You're homeless. Can you imagine that they like told him to leave? That team, when you think about the drama that that team has been through with finances and ownership and the league having to own the team and run the team. And then now they have a lease with the city of Glendale and they kicked them out. They're like evicting them. Can you imagine that, like, that hockey team's so messed up there that they can't even keep their building? They can't even stay in it? That they want them gone? What a mess. I wouldn't want to play on that team. I don't care. If I'm a player in the NHL and somebody said to me, the agent or a team called me up and said, we want you to come here and play in Arizona, I'd be like, you know, I love the weather, but thanks. I'm good. I'm good here in Detroit, freezing my ass off. I'm good here in Pittsburgh. Thanks. I'm good in Boston with 20 feet of snow drifts. Thanks. I'm good. Yeah. Golf and sunshine. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. I'm all right here in Minneapolis. Thanks. See ya. I don't want to play for some broke ass team that can't keep their business together. Is that not obvious?
It hasn't just been the owner either, Scott. You just had, what was it, last year or the year before? You had the GM that got kicked out because, like, everybody hated him and he's doing all this shady stuff. So it's been ownership, it's been front office, the players. Haven't liked it there. It's just been terrible all around. Now the city's like, you know what? You're not even worth it.
So that, yeah, the wasn't the GM some young guy that was all corrupt?
Yeah.
I mean, my God. Like, it's unbelievable to me. It really is. I went to a football game and a hockey fight broke out. I went to a football game and the hockey team got evicted. I went to a football game and the hockey team ended up homeless in a tent city outside the arena, living in the parking lot. It really is unbelievable when you think about it. You believe they're going to have ads on the NHL jerseys in 2 years? Not this year, but the year after, right? Aren't they going to have them in 2 years? They're going to start putting ads on the jerseys?
Yeah, they are.
I can't wait to see what kind of ads they put on there. You know what I mean? You know, what kind of companies? Because the NBA does it.
Right, of course. The NHL late to the party, as usual.
But they're just copycatting the NBA, right? They're just doing what they're doing. Everybody else does it now. They have ads. I mean, look at the Premier League. I mean, Christ, they might as well have an airplane on their chest. They have every major company in the world on their sweaters, their kits, whatever the hell they call them. Were you surprised to hear that Pulisic had come down with COVID? I guess I'm not surprised anymore when anybody comes down with it. Everybody and their brother gets it.
Right. There's no surprise anywhere. It doesn't matter what you do, that there's still a chance of it. And if, you know, I think he's in Europe back in the fourth wave even worse than we are. So it's not surprising that him being over there, he got it. You know, no matter what you do, sometimes you could do everything right. It doesn't matter. Sometimes you still get it.
You see that scene in Kabul with all the Afghanis trying to get out of Afghanistan and the Americans that are there trying to get out and the army's trying to fly people out and everything. Can you imagine that Petri dish? I mean, oh my God.
Right. You know, the vaccines aren't getting spread around there like they are in these other countries. So there's got to be a complete, you know, an utter mess of a situation, not just with what's going on, the government, the violence, all that, but with COVID and anything else as well.
And I don't even think they are vaccinated at all. And then I think the rest of them are getting shot at. Oh, look at the Chiefs going to the hizzy, down to the 13-yard line with a big run with 2 minutes left. Gore with another big run. I have seen it all. 2 minute warning and they are in business. Now you shove it down their throat and finish this game off. I was laying three. I need them to score again just to be emphatic about it. It's craziness. So when you go out, Mafia, when you go places, what do you do? You're vaccinated, but do you bring a mask and wear a mask wherever you go, or are you braving it with no mask?
Hell no. I wear a mask everywhere. I always have a mask. I got extra masks in my car in case I forget the one that's in the house. I'm not taking any chances. Most of the time we've eaten out, hasn't even really been eating out. We've eaten restaurants a couple times, but very rarely. Most of the times it's pick it up, bring it home. If I go to the store, I'm wearing a mask. If I'm doing anything, I'm not taking that extra risk. Even though I'm vaccinated, it's not worth it.
Have you been able to get away with more crimes with a mask on, with some of the scrupulous things that you do after hours? I mean, now that you get to wear a mask all the time, you could probably more runs to the airport. Wait, are we on the air?
Right. I mean, 2 years ago, if you were walking around with a mask on your face all day, or, you know, gloves and stuff, people were like, what the hell's going on? What is this character up to? Like, this guy's doing something bad. Now, if you're not wearing them, people are yelling at you.
Now in New York, they don't care if you have a mask on. They just shoot you. They're just people getting shot every day. I mean, the other day, they had I think there were 14 people shot the other day in one day. 14 people. That's like, we're getting to like Chicago numbers now. You know what I mean? Like, Chicago leads the league in murders and shootings, without a doubt. And then now New York is getting into that, you know, level A. I mean, they are top shelf status with the daily shootings and murders. It's crazy. People are, their tempers are flaring because of the COVID. I know that, you see these school board meetings all over the country, people getting all violent and crazy and getting in fights and threatening people and threatening to kill people, and I know where you live, and I'm going to get you. We're going to get you, and all this other nonsense. Well, they even do it, I mean, everywhere now. Like, 34C was at one the other day for some other reason, and then all these people started walking in with picket signs, screaming and yelling about masks, screaming and yelling at the, you know, the school board and the mayor, and just people just losing their minds over this stuff. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Like, I mean, what's next? People are going to start stabbing each other at these meetings. I think, you know, it's inevitable. I think people are going to get shot dead and stabbed at these meetings and these protests and these mask, you know, meetings, these board meetings and school board meetings and whatever. And then, I mean, what's next? Hospitals, right? The ICUs are full, right? And there's no beds. And so what do you think people are going to do there? Zombie. They're going to start coming in there and killing people to get beds. They're going to go right into the hospital. They're going to kill people. I mean,
yeah, I don't get it, to be honest.
You can't even tell me I'm crazy, because that's how crazy it is right now. People are so crazy, they'll go in there and take hostages to get a bed.
I can completely see that happening. Yeah, absolutely. People are nuts. They're out of their minds, and I just don't get what all the nuts and craziness is about. Like, you're not going to tell me how to be safe and be healthy. Well, isn't that what doctor's job is supposed to be? I mean, there was never this big an uproar about vaccines until COVID came around. Now, all of a sudden, everyone's against them. Like, didn't we just automatically get them? Why is it such a problem now?
Didn't people just go get the flu shot every year? Like, it was no big deal. You never heard anybody cry about that. They either did it or they didn't, right? Nobody ever said anything. I got it every year.
Right. Now all the people like, oh, how good is this vaccine? I got to get a booster now. I got to get another shot. That's what you, like you said, that's what you did every year with the flu shot. No one was questioning that.
You didn't get flu shots.
I didn't, no. But I mean, it wasn't.
You got the vaccine.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't as afraid of the flu. I'm young, I'm healthy, it's different, but I got the vaccine for sure. This thing will knock me on my ass if not kill me.
So if you have the if you have the vaccine shots and you've done that, will you still not do the flu shot this fall?
No, I'll probably do that as well. And just to be, it's not worth it anymore to not take the risk. You know, if it's there, it's available, why not?
Just have just multiple vaccines running through you. We'll all be a bunch of freaks. Do you think you get a third eye blind? Maybe you'll have maybe you'll get pregnant, Mafia, with so many shots. You'll actually carry a baby. Mafia. Mafia's going to get a third eye and a baby in his belly with all the vaccines he's roasting. It's Pharrell on the bench. Problem with people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
So Kansas City's going to win this game 17-10. That's it. Clock winding down. Team's coming on the field to shake hands. Everybody's happy. And I get the double cover. Now I got to see if I can get a miracle rally cap, Mafia, on the Bengals. I got the field goal. Oh, they're down 17-13, getting 5.5. Oh, Billy. I took Washington to win and Cincy plus 5.5. Oh, Billy. Mafia, give me a little Billy.
Billy.
I just need this thing to close out, Mafia. I need to close out. And I need, now I need, you know, Washington to win the game. They got the ball. 2.5 minutes left. I got to see what down that is. Oh, 1st and 10. They got the ball 1st and 10. Don't turn it over. Don't screw this up for me. Just let the game end just like it is. No scoring. Just leave it alone. Can I just leave it alone for once, Mafia? We got a lot of exciting things happening on the bench and on Coast to Coast next week. It's going to blow everyone's mind. Mafia knows it's true. There's a lot of things happening. It's craziness on a bench.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.